Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
We were going somewhere else, but we were traveling down the way that we always take. Remember that? And I was about to turn the way we always turn. I said, wait, I ain't turning there. We're going somewhere else. Subconsciously, I'm just so used to turning there that I would have turned there, but I caught myself and said, wait a minute, we're going somewhere else. Amen. See, that subconscious will govern you. But see, when you lie, see, some people say, well, that's a lie. I ain't healed. See? Let me settle some of that in your confused mind. There was a young girl, I believe it was Jairus' daughter, that they called Jesus to come and pray for her. And Jesus was on his way, but then the woman with the issue called him. Amen. And detained him. Amen. By the time he got through with her, his servants, the runners, came and said, don't trouble the master, she's dead. Jesus got there and said, she's not dead, she only sleeps. Amen. She was dead. Amen. She was dead as a doornail. Amen. Was Jesus lying? What he did, he released the law of confession. Amen. The damsel only sleeps. He was releasing something. Amen. Jesus don't lie. Amen. But she was dead. Amen. Are you hearing? Amen. This is what we must develop ourselves into. I'm telling you, there's so much that awaits you. Your eyes ain't seen, hadn't entered your heart what God has prepared for you. Amen. If you'll get into this law. Amen. He said the damsel but sleeps. And then they start laughing and mocking him. And he said, get him out of here. Amen. Amen. He kicked them all out the room. Amen. But he said she only sleeps. She was dead. Remember when Lazarus died, the disciples said, it's good that he sleeps. He said, Lazarus sleepeth. He said, it's good that he sleeps. No, he said, Lazarus is dead. Y'all knuckleheads, I'm trying to teach you something. Lazarus dead. Now, this is for the glory of God, so y'all will see something here. Are you hearing? Are you hearing how Jesus speaks? He said, if you confess me, talk like me, say what I say. Don't say what you think or what you see. Say what it is you want. Say what it is my word says. And you'll have. Amen. I'll confess you before my Father. That's the first thing. The first thing is that the heavens open. And the Spirit of God. Listen. If you confess him. Remember, Jesus only needed an anointing to be a carpenter. But now after baptism, he needed a much greater anointing. Amen. When you confess him, he confesses you before the Father. Whatever it is that you are facing, the anointing comes upon you for that. No matter how big the task, no matter how impossible it might seem, no matter how difficult it may appear, the anointing comes on you for that. Amen. The heavens open, the Spirit descended upon him, and it says it descended upon him as a dove. You recollect when the flood had subsided, Noah sent out a raven. That raven didn't return. It was bodies still all over the place. He had plenty. But a dove, being pure, when he sent the dove out, there was no place for the dove to land, so the dove came back. Then when he sent the dove out again, the dove came back with an olive branch. Then when he sent him out again, he didn't return, so there was a completion. Somebody say completion. It was dry, now it was safe to come out. The dove, the spirit coming in the form of a dove, has to do with completion, a maturation. When you confess Jesus before men, he will confess you before his Father. There are things that start to happen in your spirit, man. There's a maturation that starts to happen. Amen. Tell somebody, no more silence of the lambs.
No more silence of the
lambs. Let people laugh all they want.
Amen.
You'll have the last laugh.
Amen.
I said, you'll have the last laugh.
Amen.
Hagar mocked Sarah for not having a child, being barren. But who had the last laugh?
Amen.
She had Isaac. Isaac means laughter. God making me laugh.
Amen.
Amen. So we see that the spirit descended like a dove and lit upon him. And then the voice, I love it. The voice came from heaven. The voice of God came from heaven. And he was not vindicating, but he was, what's the word I'm looking for? Validating. That's what I'm looking for. The voice came and he validated him. In front of all the others heard the voice. And what the voice wasn't for Jesus, it was for all the people around them. They heard the voice. To some it sounded like thunder. But they knew something was going on with this man. Validation. Jesus said, when you confess me, homologeo, when you say the same thing I'm saying, I'm going before the Father and I'm confessing you. And God's going to open the heaven in your situation, in time. It may not be happening for others. They may be talking about how their feet killing them. But you confessing God's word. Hello? And as you do it, God says he's opening the heaven over you. That's why nobody can stop you but you. Nobody can determine how far you go but you. Nobody can block you but you. And God is of no respecter of persons. When it comes to destiny, destiny has no respect of persons. Whosoever will. Amen. Then he goes on. Did y'all get that? Validation. Heaven's open. Spirit without measure. Anointing to do what you called to do in that time. And then there'll be a completion, a maturation. Not only that, providence speaks. God starts to set stuff up for you. Jesus is confessing you as the high priest of your confession and the apostle. He's going before you and as an advocate. And he always gets his answers. He's talking to the Father in your behalf because you are confessing him in public. He's confessing you before God. And what you are saying there, they're making sure it's coming to pass. Lord, they want to laugh at him. They want to talk about him. They want to say, where is your God? But guess what? When you stay the course, Jesus said, I'm confessing you before my Father in heaven. And watch what happens. Providence. Stuff starts happening for you. Out of nowhere, stuff starts happening. Stuff starts coming. I was telling a story that I heard a pastor tell, and I think I was sharing it with my son. Some of us remember Evie Hill. Some of us don't. Evie who? Yeah, some of us remember Evie Hill, a well-known TBN preacher, Baptist preacher, but anointed by God and told some of the best stories. It says that when he was young, he was very, very poor growing up in Mississippi, very poor. And so poor that all the classes in his little one-room school were in that one room. And he graduated from the, I guess you'd call it the middle school now, number one in his class. And you know why? He was the only one in his class. And his mother would always say, "My boy is going to college." He was the oldest. They had fields. All the other farmers would say, "You know, Miss Hill, your son, he's strong enough. You need him in the field." She said, "No, he going to college." Got into the high school class, all the classes in the same room. And he graduated from there, number one in his class. You know why? He's the only one in his class. I said, Mrs. Hill, your son, he's ready, he's strong. You need him in the field to work." She said, "No, my boy is going to college." She got his old suitcase together. It was so old and ran one of them cardboard. Some of y'all don't remember. Y'all won't remember. Some of us remember them cardboard. You could punch it and punch a hole in it. But that was a suitcase. It was so ragged they had to tie ropes around both ends of it to hold it together. She gave him his bag lunch, and the chicken was so greasy he had to hold it up underneath because the grease was dripping through there. This was his lunch. And she gave him $17.95 and put him on the trailway to go to North Carolina. And so he's off to college. On the way, the devil talking to him, "You gonna look like a fool. You got $17.95 and you call yourself gonna go to college." But on the other side, he would hear his mother say, "My son's going to college." He gets in line to pay the fees, and he's standing there in line, and he's sweating bullets because the devil's still talking. See, this is why you got to take stuff public. Amen. The devil's still talking, but he's standing in line. He gets up, he's second in line, and the devil tells him that you gonna look like a fool and da-da-da, this, da-da, you ain't getting into no college. And when he got second in line, a big old robust guy comes over to him and says, "Are you E.V. Hill?" He said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Get out of line." He says, "But sir," he said, no, you heal, right?" "Yeah, yes, sir. He said, "Get out of line." He said, "But sir, I'm, you know, he said, "I said, get out of line." So he drops his head, he gets on out of line, he goes over, sit down, and the guy comes over to him and says, "I don't know who did this or how this happened, but somebody has paid your full tuition. Somebody has given you a $150 stipend for each month that you'll have money, and they pay for your books too." Amen. We don't know how this happened. True story. We don't know how this happened. But all he could hear now was his mom saying, "He going to college. My son going to college. My son going to college. My son going to college. He ain't going in the field. He going to college. We going to college. Come on, somebody. He going to college. Tell somebody, I'm going to college." She stayed with her confession. Jesus confessed her before the Father, who went before them and set them up concerning their confession. Don't you just love it? Can't nobody stop you but you. Now, he said also that if you confess me before men publicly, I'll confess you before the angels. Before the angels. How many know angels hearken to the voice of God's word?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.